saved. So he decided to go to another church the following Sunday. The following Sunday, he went to a church and the preacher preached about serving Christ, about marching in the Lord's army. That's what he said that the preacher preached on. And again, the preacher did not tell him how to be saved. So the following Sunday, he determined to go to another church, a little further outside of town. But that morning, it was wintertime, and that morning it was a tremendous snowstorm. He was determined and began to trudge through the snow to get to this particular church. He determined he couldn't go any further in the snowdrifts, and so he turned the corner, went down the street, and he saw a little church. It was a primitive Baptist church, a very noisy, very small church. He went into that church, and there were about 12 people with me included. The pastor of that church did not come this morning, that morning because the snow was so strong. We sat in the audience and wondered what would happen. There was no song leading. There was no announcements. There's none of that. Finally, they waited and they waited and they waited. And finally, he said, a lanky, tall man who might have been a shoemaker or a tailor, but was certainly unaccustomed to preaching, stood up and walked into the pulpit. The text for that morning was this. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none other. So this gentleman got into the pulpit and began to preach. Let me give you a little bit of what he said. He said, my dear friends, this is a very simple text indeed. Now it says, look. Now, looking doesn't take a great deal of pain. It ain't lifting your foot. It's just look. Well, a man didn't go to college to look. You may be the biggest fool in town and you can look. You don't have to earn thousands of dollars a year and you can look. You don't have to be old to look. You don't have to be young to look. Everybody can look. Then he says, my text also says, look to me. He said in his broad English accent. Many of you are looking to yourselves, and there's no good looking there. You'll never find any comfort in yourselves. You'll never find any salvation in yourselves. There's no good looking at yourself. He says, there's no good looking at the Father right now. You can look at the Father by and by, but right now there's no good looking at the Father. He says, some are saying, well, we've got to wait till the Spirit begins to work. No business, you've got no business with that right now. My passage says, look to Christ. Look to me. Look to Him and you will be saved. That's what my text says. Look to me, all the ends of the earth, and you will be saved. The good man began to continue on his text and said, look to me, I'm sweating great drops of blood on the cross of Calvary for you. Look unto me, I'm hanging on the cross. Look to me, I am dead and buried. Look unto me, I rise again. Look unto me, I ascend to heaven. Look unto me, I'm sitting at the Father's right hand. Oh, poor sinner, look unto me. Look, look, look. He said, look at that 10 times. Look unto me. Preacher had, he said, it got about length. He managed to spin out about 10 minutes, and he was at the end of his tether, according to Mr. Spurgeon. But then he looked up from the Bible, and he saw me sitting in the audience. He knew I to be a stranger, he said. And he looked at me. He fixed his eyes on the world, you're going with your friends, you're going wherever, but you decided to go your own way. I did that. And many of us do that. And maybe there's some this morning that are doing that. They're lost in their trespasses and sins. The Lord Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. And then the third part of the gospel is this. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and then add to it a lot of works afterwards. That's not the gospel. Do a lot of things beforehand and make yourself, clean yourself up to make yourself presentable to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not the gospel. We have in our local assembly a neighbor who's gotten saved. He would come to a home Bible study. He would come to a chapel once in a while. And he would say, if I become a Christian, I don't want to become a hypocrite. Well, I don't want to come and be a Christian and pray a prayer and then live the old way that I used to live. So I'm going to clean myself up first and make myself presentable first, not want